Some do it for show.
They do it for sure.
The Culture Coaches.
Your boy Meek Melly right here kicking it. The DJ No Frills. Know what it do, man. We going
let
there.
It play. Play.
The revolution shall be televised. This year's all about us, so the other side. Gotta get killed on camera for us to come alive. We dead already from all this homicide. In my cell, hanging from a rope. Will you get less time for rape than for selling dope? Will you get
DJ
the same
no
time
frills.
For dope than you do a murder? Innocent till guilty, guilty the verdict. Before you even started in Harlem, no, we ain't noticed. Cause we was going to war with ourselves over that couple. And they was trying to hurt us. Locked us so far in the mountains, could get no service. And our families couldn't service us. Fighting the silent war with a silencer. Like racing a Lamborghini with a challenger. And the feds gonna follow us, label us as terrorists, and then they drop bombs. And we tell the media to lie to us. Nobody really speaking on
DJ
the
court. No
somebody that's labeled us as hooligans. We trapping and we moving it. Kids barely eating at that table with that tuna fish. Reps and lunchtime, mama ordered the noodle. This dinner time, I was on the corner, man. Who's what you call
DJ
with
no
a
DJ No Frills,
let it play. Yes, yes. Yes, we are the culture. The culture. Stay tuned. We got that Philly Support Philly section. Yo, we got a special guest. Yo, he is the OG of the city, one of the most respected artists of all time out of Philly. Stay tuned. You're going to see who's up here with the culture. Vile the Voice, the culture coaches. Shout out to the Bronx, shout out to Brooklyn, Philly, East Philly. That's Frankfurt. They don't got enough love, but we got y'all. Philly Support Philly session on the way later on. Let's go.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
A gangster, I was trying to be a king. You was trying to score a point, I was trying to get a ring. Couple got happy, heard I was in the bink. Till they let me out my cell, I jumped right up in that thing. Balenciaga, red interior, they inferior. I made a couple million, jail, I'm dead serious. Monkey like George and hand carriers. Flow so wavy, man, I should have been an Aquarius. I'm talking a hoe on a jail call. Get so many letters that they think in his mouth, fraud. When I fell on the money, they said that I fell off. We got like 6 mansions, 12 lofts, 3 condos, any apartments, hell no. Just all penthouses, I've been bought it. Gets in, gets out it, like it's a robbery. I came up from the bottom, and ain't no stopping me.
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, creator of Philly Support Philly. The Roots, shout out to Reek, the whole Roots, why not, let's go Philly. Stay tuned. Later on, we got that Who Frauded section. You get to put somebody on fraud. No judgment zone like that gym. They don't support us. They don't cut us no check. We ain't saying their name. Shout out Vile the Voice. Shout out to Honey Park, Logan, North Philly. Let's go. Why not?
Where the pressure's on, and them seeds is dressed funny like a leprechaun. I chop
some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Hey, yo, my zodiac sign read caution. On stage, I make
DJ No Frills.
Yo, my age and algebraic equation. Cause one song, I hit him with a portion. Son, the fifth or some armed at the door, son. In Militilla dice, roll quick draw, son. You don't want no more, son. That's for more.
Stay tuned, we got that health and hip hop. We gonna talk about Buckshot.
Ladies and gentlemen, select the
get better, Buck. Get better, Buck. Get better, Buck. Shout out DJ Voltron on the check-in from the Bronx. The Ford train, the D train. Pause for idiots. We gonna talk about that pause situation. Y'all sick of it? Should we cancel it? I'm on my Philly Support Philly. Why not? Why not? Dice Raw, what's up? Logan Volley, let's go.
Get the grip and still slips and lift me up. Ever since I was a pup, I was designed to rock. You get to know me, you poke me slowly when caught buzzing.
DJ No Frills.
Was when of course they wasn't. Pumped up with the dozen, the pellets all in their skeleton. Transform from the norm, start the brainstorm. Yeah, my lead beef from the roots, he ain't gone. I took the wrong exit.
I love my city, that's why I started Philly Support Philly.
Five worlds with live pearls. Shout to all my
equipment. The special invited guest. When I was a kid, he probably didn't even remember me. I used to see him in my neighborhood with dope vehicles. Coming back from BET, MTV. Yes, yes. Had the city looking swell, looking good.
DJ
No Frills.
Bitch passed the Mac and we held them like hostages. Rappers see me how they face like ostriches. Facts to grind the brain into little sausages. Underwater rap, you know who the boss is in. North Philly, baby, that's where that raw shit is. They get blown out the sky once get targeted. 18th of our rhymes, I fathered it. So when you see me on the street, don't bother.
Rest in peace to that boy, Malik B. Malik B. West Oak Lane, why not? Rest in peace to Giletti. Giletti from my neighborhood, Logan.
Word up.
Hey, yo, we can't forget about South Philly, South Philly, Beanie Siegel. Why not? Philly's above Philly.
But I'ma quiet them, kicking the door with my boys, stick the riot them. First, that flinch, I'ma fire
DJ
them.
DJ No Frills.
Him up, grip his hands and fire them. Know the bricks is in here, where you hiding them? Don't die in the that you lying in. I used to get front of bricks, now I'm buying them. Used to cop off my man, and I'm supplying him. Play the front row seat, watching Iverson. First class aircraft, when I'm flying in to L.A. Shaq, Eddie, Kobe, Ryan, and them. Say to Joseph, Chris, Tucker, Richard, Brian, them. Used to shotgun the cars, now I'm driving them. Used to hustle around cars, y'all was robbing them. Ran up in y'all spot, we're robbing them. Grew up 2-4, we're buying them. But do my dirt 21st, we're calling them. Pop, Buzz, Little Mark, and them. Brother News, the school, Molly Park, and them. Get y'all pull a punk, low spark, and them. I know right now, getting dark to them. 25 to y'all, nothing, ain't no talking them.
DJ No Frills,
ready to play. New York, Brooklyn, I got you. Let's go.
Welcome downward life. Each and every individual.
DJ No Frills.
Let my man Jewel peep your style for your card. Then I can converse and take a look at the card. Yo, go hit the brothers with the verse real quick. You show them how you represent them.
This my joint.
You know what they say about brothers.
Hey, yo, we restore that feeling. We restore that feeling. Remember, you used to love hip hop? The culture coaches. Shout out to the OG Crazy Legs from B Street. He support us. Mr. Shit. Stay tuned. Later on, we got the hip hop co-creator sections. We're gonna talk about our Puerto Rican brothers too. Why not?
Matter of fact, break your jaws. I'ma bring it to you.
DJ No Frills.
Then to fill your lungs up with all the bull you have within. But I'ma put it back to parlay. To the weekend.
Let it play.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The culture coaches.
Yes, 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 yo, that's my joint, man. Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. The culture. Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. Creator Philly, support Philly. Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. And this is my brother from Brooklyn. My Brooklyn bro. I'm Brooklyn Equal I2. What's your name? Tell him your name.
What's good, people? It's your boy Valentine, Viral Val, Val The Voice, at Val The Voice, Val The Voice. What's good, everybody? Listen, man, it's a beautiful day. It's been a great week. No Frills, I want to thank you for playing those cool classics.
Cool
I know
classics.
You got some new records to launch off.
Yes.
Today we're going to have an amazing show. There's a lot to talk about, Frills. There's a lot to talk about. There's a lot going on with the election, a lot going on in hip-hop, and we're going to chop it up. We got I ain't gonna let the cat out the bag, but we got a very special guest in the building. We're talking about Philadelphia hip-hop R&B royalty. Wrote yes. Some of your favorite records, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna introduce
can
him
I say
later.
Something?
Say it.
Yo, he's not a clown. He's not he has the golden ticket like Willy Wonka. But I say he's not a clown because this is a man of respect.
Yes,
this
sir.
This is an artist that I got so much respect for showing that Philadelphia had a lot of talent and lyrics. One of the most lyrical people out of Philadelphia. Rumor has it, he wrote for Beyonce, but we're gonna talk about that later.
Well, listen, you know, that's what we do up here. The culture coaches, we highlight the legends in the game.
Yes.
We give the flowers while they're still here to enjoy it. Like, much respect. Shout out to all the OGs, all the veterans, all the pioneers. Listen, man, it's the golden era up here. You know what I'm saying? But we also, like I said, man, we launched the new records, right? We stay in touch with what's going on.
Yes.
But we also take the minute, take the time to highlight our legends in the game. They don't get enough love.
Hey, Val,
so up
hey, Val,
here, that's what we do.
Hey, Val, listen, man,
what's
listen,
good?
I wanted to make this a surprise. But listen, I can't wait no more. Pause. We're gonna talk about this. We're gonna talk about pause too. Is it cool? Is it corny? And yo, we got a guest that's a legend in the city, is a legend around the globe. He made Philadelphia cool. Matter of fact, I'ma say this. I don't know for sure, but as a kid, the way the slang and the lingo he was saying, that slang and that lingo you hear the West Coast saying?
Yes, sir.
I heard him saying it first on record before Snoop. That's just me. I don't know if it's true.
Yeah.
Before Snoop, before E-40.
You want to let him know? You want to introduce him or you want to
save him
it?
Your name. Please tell him your name.
Yo, what's going on, world? It's EST, the Act Nicholas, one of the greatest men alive.
Oh,
the sinister minister, the unusual fellow in the building.
Yes, man. Appreciate you. Thank you for coming up here, rocking out with D Culture Coaches. We got a lot to talk about. We got that health and hip-hop,
yes,
man. I hope that Buckshot Shorty is getting better. You know he was recently a victim of an assault.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that later on health and hip-hop, right? I also want to talk a little bit about that ODB. I just got a chance to check out that documentary, A Tale of Two Dirties. And, you know, it was a very inspiring but also sad. And it just reminds us about, you know, the things that the hip-hop community and the urban community have to deal with, you know, mental health, physical health. Listen, man, we need to take better care of ourselves, man, physically, mentally, spiritually. Don't fight with your brother. Make sure you're fasting. Make sure you're praying. Make sure you're meditating. Do the things that you love to do. Whatever that ritual is, just don't hurt nobody. But whatever that ritual is, if it's writing songs,
yes,
like the legendary Yes, if it's writing songs, if it's producing records, do it. And make sure you keep that spiritual aspect of your life open to receive. Let's stay positive. You know, Famous Frills likes to push that P, that positivity all
positivity.
Day. Positivity all day. That's what we push up here. We got that Philly Support Philly. And it's going to be a big Philly Support Philly segment this, because
yes,
we got a lot to talk about, right?
Great.
And then we also got that Who Frauded section. And, I got to put some people on blast, because at the end of the day, there's a lot of hate going on. There's a lot of people who don't respect other people's opinions. There's a lot of people who think everything is an argument, even when you're just having a conversation, man. Too much negativity out there. But listen, No Frills, that's what we do up here. We coach the culture. This is the Coach's Corner when you're up here with us.
Yes.
Shout out to my man, Mr. Chic, on the check-in. Excuse me. Shout out to Lynx on the check-in. Shout out to everybody.
That's
make sure
shit.
You can check us out on the live. I'm live right now. Make sure, listen, you can check us out at www.dbam.com, or you could go live on your iHeartRadio app right now and check us out, WWDB860. You know we're on iHeart. You know we're on FM. You know we're on AM radio.
UK radio.
Yeah. Listen, don't act brand new. Everybody, don't be a hater all your life. Frills.
Yes, man. Listen, man. I'm excited. Listen, EST just walked in our studio.
Yes, sir.
And he's allowed to do it because we respect the OGs that put the work in. I'm not going front. The other day I seen a video. It made me proud to be from Philly. They were showing EST on MTV, and he was taking Fab Five Freddy all around the city.
Mm.
And hey, yo, EST, yo, what was that experience like being on MTV in that day, in that time?
Man, you know, it was the best, man, because big shout out to Fab Five Freddy, one of the original, you know, upper statesmen and elders in the game. So to have him come through and, you know, go through all the cities, you know, best little things while we was there, ran up on Ice Cream Tea, big shout out to her, you know, DJ Jazzy Jeff, you know what I'm saying?
Legendary.
So many different people, man, from the game. We ran up on Schoolie. Schoolie was looking fresh in there, you know what I mean? And it was a super great day, and we had some good cheesesteaks that day too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was dope. It was dope. And it was crazy to actually see it again. I'm like, damn, we did that.
So ESTO, let's go back. Let's take it back on the fashion tip too. So seeing you on MTV, I seen you in the barbershop. You had a haircut that no one had. Who inspired that haircut?
Well, it was really a take on like the Gumby, but then my own little cultural thing, you know what I mean? Because I started wearing it like kinky after a while, like on the ends, because I was going through my Rasta phase, you know what I mean? So I just wanted to do something that was going to be eye-catching and separate me from different people. So I'm in the mirror one day playing with the soap and the shampoo and all that, trying to make it look certain way. And then I went to my man Rich, who was my barber at that time, Rich from New Jersey. What's up, Rich? And he cut it like that. And then after that, it was over with.
Mm.
Wow. So, like, coming up in Philly in the early 80s and things like that, like, what inspired you? Because I look at people, it's like a car, right? You got the regular car, and then you got the SL, or you got the Rolls. You was like a Rolls Royce in that time, meaning like your rhymes was like so far ahead of other people. Like, who inspired you, or how? What was you thinking about to make your lyrics so dope in those days?
Well, it was a couple things. First and foremost, that was my mother's work. You know what I mean? Making sure that I stayed in school and that my vernacular was on point no matter what I chose to do. Like, she was a stickler for that. You had to be able to communicate and, you know, express yourself properly. So Mom Dukes get the first, you know, props for that. And then it was people like KRS-One, Rakim, you know, and for the flow and the funky side of it, Biz Markie, those were like my people that like really put the fire up under me to want to, you know, do what I did later on the mic.
Wow. Hey, yeah. Look, hey, ES, listen, right? I don't want to go platinum talking, right? So I want to get into one of your classic joints that I like. And I want to talk to you about some cars. I want to talk to you about some stories you might not even know. Used to be on my block as a kid, man. You don't understand, like, how inspiring. I grew up in Logan Valley. You don't understand how inspiring it was to see you on my block with Larry Lair, you, Chuck Nice, K-9 Posse, Mike from Boys the Men lived around the corner from me. Yes, yo, when we come back, we going to talk, man. Hold on. Vital Voice got something you want to say.
Real quick. I keep it 100, my brother. Me and No Frills know each other almost 20 years. You know what I'm saying? We've done radio in New York, radio in Philly. It's the first time I ever seen him and say, yo, that's the OG. We got to get him in here. I got to talk to him. So when he said that, I looked you up real quick. He started reminding me, but, you know, I'm originally from New York, so I may not know all the Philadelphia history.
Indeed.
No Frills is OG. But this is the first time I seen No Frills sort of like light up and say, yo, we got to get him on it. That's the homie,
yeah,
right,
because
there.
This
much
what
respect.
Because this is what I do it for, man. I came up in an era where you had to practice your craft.
That's right.
And
fact,
be dope. You
fact
couldn't
the
mundo. Just be acting like it. You had to be it.
Yeah.
And to come up and see these guys and see them, you don't understand, like, to come out my house and see EST on my block in a dope car, and I seen him on MTV, and then he down the street talking to Larry, like, so, that was inspiring.
Real quick, before you go into the record, just so the people understand, just so they get the full impact, because we're giving them his props, right? We know.
Right.
But let me just give you a little bit of some production and songwriting credits from this man, right?
Yes, go ahead.
So Let This Go, featuring Snoop Dogg and Nate Dogg, okay? Baby Boy featuring Sean Paul. Naughty Girl, Beyonce. Me, Myself, and I, Beyonce. So these are just some of the records that he helped produce, helped write. Call the Cops, Mario. Give It Up for Love, Britney Spears. Y'all didn't do any records with Britney Spears.
Talk
you didn't
to
write
him.
For Britney Spears. You didn't produce for Britney Spears. My man EST did. So I'm just trying to bring you all the ifs, Trey Songz. So I'm just trying to give you somewhat of his discography so people could really understand the impact that this man has made. You don't just think that we just talking about it. We're going to let you hear. Let's get into that record.
And Val, but hold on. Listen,
talk
before we get
to
the record, remember last week we was talking about GOATs?
Yeah,
he's a
there
GOAT.
There you go.
Because look, you got to
And
fit,
I want to get his perspective on that,
fit,
too.
Because you got to fit a lot of qualifications
yes,
to be
sir.
A GOAT. I'm tired. Listen, I don't even like when people call me a legend.
Yes.
They use these words too lightly.
Yes.
That's a legend. That's a GOAT because
listen,
he inspired.
Before we go out.
He pushed the EQ forward. Go ahead.
Before we go out, I always tell him, you ain't a GOAT if you just stay in a float.
Let's go.
Some do it
music.
For show,
now
they
the
do it for sure. The Culture like Coaches.
Why you gotta tell Mickey everything about us?
Because I needed somebody to talk to.
But you trying to make a
scene. DJ No Frills.
I just told the story the way it went.
Michelle.
What?
Look, since you seem to be forgetting, I'm gonna tell y'all what started from the beginning, alright?
Mm-hmm.
Cruising down the Ave with my homeboy Boo, laying back like Jack Miller went to the crew. The greatest man alive.
DJ No Frills.
World.
Let
man,
it play.
Fresh God. Hold up, I can't go out like nothing. I had to conjure up a cool way to strut. They call me ES, the overlord of fresh. I saw you in the dress and I just had to progress. My compliment came through in the clutch.
Cool classics, cool classics, cool classics. Yo, I'm honoring. We honor the OGs over here. We ain't online doing nothing goofy for attention. We over here celebrating the OGs. We restoring order. Man, 2024, we a part of restoring the order. EST, Funky Dividends, I know you seen it on MTV. Shout out to that 5.0 in the video. I had three of them in my life because of this video. Shout out EST.
Black babe started popping a mess, steady tripping.
cause DJ I ain't calling next night. I call it for the through the sides and yo, take a hike, cause I don't need it, girl. Too many problems in this world. So go on ahead with your Jerry girl. She went to Jefferson's and Lincoln's. I said, no way, no slum. What do you think this is, President's Day? People start bugging over things like that, honey. You know the time, so don't act funny with my money. I refuse to abuse my savings and loans. So if you want some hands, baby, best go with your own. Now I said it was before and I'ma say it again. Best believe you won't receive no dividends. Michelle, how come every time we argue, it always gotta be about money?
When I was with Steady Big, I had it all. Gucci, Louis Vuitton, gold, Liz Claiborne, I had it all. You ain't giving me nothing.
It's a shame nowadays you got to stay paid. It ain't like the old days when you were serenade. Take walks with your girl at night in the park and in the shadows. Take a leash, steal her heart. But the new wave 80s has everything reversible. Instead of walks, you drive a Cadillac.
Talk to him.
Who's bound to kill you? All you need is one. To constantly bug you, to get her hair done. Every piece of your style. She's always got the rocker like a Super Bowl sack. She's tackling your pockets. And when you want to chill, you find that something always blocks it. You're looking for your wallet, but your girlfriend's found. I tried to put you deep, cause you was my friend. You didn't listen, now she got you for your dividends.
You bought another dress? This is ridiculous.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
The world is very different now.
DJ No Frills. No, I don't like to get upset and I don't like the riff. But one thing that gets me hype is when girls shoot the gift. Now there's a little saying about the J-O-B. But what she's really trying to do is take the D-O-E's and wreck your whole check on the latest design. When you're broke, it's all a joke, but when you're paid, it's fine. This advice to you, I'll lend. Begin to let it sink and you can spend. But don't get taken under, my friend. Now I said it once before and I'ma say it again. Best believe you won't receive no dividends. Now I said it once before.
Shout out to Philly. Philly support Philly. You on our Philly support Philly. We paying homage. There's nothing wrong with showing respect. There's nothing wrong with showing respect. Show respect. Shout out to EST. West Philly, what's up? Shout out to my fam Samaya Dawson too. Always got something good to say about ES.
Ain't that right, Wood?
DJ No Frills.
Why are you looking at me like that, ES?
Cause man, Michelle, if I knew you was going through me like this, I would have never stepped to you from the giddy up.
If I knew you wasn't going to provide for me, I wouldn't have talked to you anyway, straight up. I thought you was the greatest man alive, but I guess I was wrong.
So I wonder if my grandpa and pop would do things like this back in the day.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Yes, 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 we back.
Yes,
we are the culture. We are the coaches. Listen, we paying homage. Listen, only certain people allowed to walk in the studio, come in here with something to drink, and sit down and just talk to us. And it got to be somebody like an EST and Vowed a Voice. Say, yo, Frills, I never seen this exciting. This is what I did it for, man. This is what I do it for, man. This is what still brings excitement. I can't front, man. A lot of stuff,
legends,
the clown stuff that's been going on, I'm not feeling. But,
yeah,
you know, it's all about respecting the OGs, man. Hey, yo, before we went to the break, though, right, you wanted to talk about that GOAT talk,
yeah,
right?
Listen, ahead, so you had, but real quick. Respect to everybody who's on the live right now checking in with us. I wanted to make sure I gave them all that shit. I appreciate you guys for all the follows, man.
Yes.
Thank you for tapping in with D Culture Coaches. Yes, yes. We got legendary hip hop. We got a legendary music producer, songwriter in the building. And you know what? Last week we had this talk, right? We were talking about all this GOAT talk.
GOAT,
you know,
talk.
We had the Who Frauded section, and I said people who fraud are people who just throw around this GOAT talk too loosely, right? The greatest of all time.
Yes.
This guy's the greatest of all time. That guy. Let me tell you something. Just because you had one single that might have went half gold, that don't make you no GOAT. Just because it don't make you no GOAT. There's certain criteria, in my personal opinion, right? You had to have made an impact for your city. You had to have you know, give back to people. You had
inspire
to have opened
people.
The door. You had to remain relevant,
yes.
Be inspirational, right? So listen, my man right here, EST, I consider him a GOAT. From everything that I'm reading.
For sure.
For everything that you're telling me.
For sure.
I'm remembering the records. I'm seeing discography, man. It's incredible. He wrote, he produced for some of your big, very recent, too. He's still relevant. This is a gentleman who's transcended decades. So I got to respect that. I got to give him his flowers. But I want to get his opinion on what does he think about all this GOAT talk, and what does he think is the criteria for somebody to be called the GOAT? Because we're throwing this around too loosely, No Frills. Go ahead.
Hey, Val, hold on.
Talk
Culture Cultures exclusive.
That's
EST,
right.
Three times dope. letting y'all know the criteria to be a GOAT. He's a GOAT. So
in
they can
order
tell
for you to be a GOAT, tell them what it
Some
takes.
Some do it for show. They do sure. it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Let them know, ES.
I think, man, like, the original GOAT is James Todd Smith.
That's what we said last week.
Yes.
You know, the original future of the funk, the one that had the staying power, the intelligence, the speech. He had the raw energy. You know what I mean? He was Diesel. And even before that, he just had the super, super confidence. You know what
right.
I mean?
Talk to
and,
him.
He took that from Maine to Spain and back again. He put paint where it ain't on y'all. From the lyrics to the movies to the TV shows to the award series.
Talk to him.
Back to the movies. Raising his family.
Wow.
Rock the Bells.
Yes.
Put out a new album that's hard.
Yes.
Had a crazy tour with The Roots a couple years ago.
Yes.
Just went back out on tour with The Roots a little while ago. Man.
Talk your
you
ish,
can't
EST.
Even, you can't even really even, like some, people got to call you that. Like the only one that was like rightful to call themselves the GOAT was LL. That was the king of bravado. You know what I mean? Like the original ish talker. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Sir.
But that could back it up. You know what I mean? The only kid that was walking with a panther while you dudes was walking
that's
with your grandma.
Wow. Exclusive. The culture. Listen. Vital Voice. DJ No Force. EST.
Check this out.
Yes.
You know what's crazy? He wasn't here last week, and that's exactly who we started it with.
Yep.
We said LL Cool J is the GOAT, and not only that, he coined the phrase.
Yeah.
He had an album called The GOAT. He was
exactly.
the first one to coin the phrase The GOAT in hip-hop, and I think that he would be upset if he would not agree with all of this GOAT talk going
it's
around.
It's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful, and I think that you hit the nail on the coffin. I think you hit the bullseye. I think you got it right on point. And
yes.
that's just to show you, you know, great minds think alike. This gentleman right, he was not here last week.
Yes.
And that's the first person that we said, and we also said, that's the criteria. The
right.
criteria.
Super
he fits
criteria.
The criteria.
You know,
so,
like, and then if you want to say other people, like, that's candidates, you know, you got to go with, you know, people like Run DMC.
Facts.
You know, you just the energy that DMC gave off, period. You know what I mean? Like, everybody knew
yeah.
that it was Run that was the darling of the group.
Yeah.
He was magic.
Star.
But DMC just reminds you of that kid on the block that was older than you. He didn't go to school. He was drinking 40s. He stayed fresh all the time
yes,
some
sir.
Kind of way.
Yes,
you know what
sir.
I mean? And you respected that dude, and his voice was just crazy on the mic.
Well, ES, like, I don't mean to interrupt your wisdom. I just got a question.
Yes.
So who do you think, other than yourself, my brother, so let's give us one or two Philadelphia GOATs.
Oh, man. Kenny Gamble.
Oh, he's the greatest of all time.
Yes.
For sure.
The
legendary.
Greatest songwriter from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I heard a story one time that...
An exclusive.
He was on his drone.
Yes.
Just operating at a fever pitch, and he wrote like 100 songs in a day.
Wow.
But like so many of them was hits.
In the zone.
Like, you know what I mean? Like so many of them was hits. I don't know too many dudes that's doing that. Like, you know what I mean? Like then you got Grover Washington Jr.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's when you're talking about GOATs, like, you got to go to a real Hall of Notes.
Oh, amazing.
You know what
yes.
I'm saying?
Amazing. It's not just hip-hop.
Yo, I love
yeah.
Hall of Notes.
Hall of Notes. Legendary.
Remember I played
you
it
know,
on the
yeah.
show?
Of course.
Yeah.
Man.
Right out of Philadelphia.
Yes, Philly.
Tom Bell.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Talk to him.
You know, if you want to get newer, Mr. Tariq Trotter, otherwise known as Black Thought.
Oh, legendary.
Beanie Siegel, the
yes,
original
sir.
Gooch on the mic, you know, Petey Crack, you know
yes.
what I mean?
Pedro, what's
the
up?
Legendary lefty, you know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay.
DJ Jazzy Jeff, the best DJ in the world.
Okay. You know what Don't give him no more. Don't give him no more. We respect that, man. Yeah. We respect that. Yo, Famous Frills, really quick. We got to get into just a little bit of this Philly Support Philly.
Yes.
Philly Support Philly, Philly Support Philly. My man, DJ No Frills. Famous Frills is the man who created the brand. Don't act brand new. Some do it for show. My man does it for sure. Listen, Famous Frills, I know you was DJing the other day at the post. And you know, we don't get too crazy. We don't get too political up here. Yes. But we got to at least touch on it because Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, they were tough out there this weekend.
Yes,
you know,
for sure.
And listen, I'm going to say something. Again, regardless of who won the election, we're not here to tell you who to vote for. You could do what you want, vote for who you want. But we got to acknowledge just the fact that PA and Philadelphia, for whatever candidate they were, they came out strong, strong body. Like, yo, Philly people are, you know, they actually, you know, Pennsylvania was the state that actually decided. And that just shows the power of PA. You know what I'm saying? I might be hating a little because I'm from New York. But all New Yorkers think the same. You know what I'm saying?
Brooklyn is sort of like New York. Brooklyn is sort of like Philly.
But listen, shout out. I just want to say, how was it, No Frills? How was it for you to be DJing at the polls? I'm not talking about last Friday at the stripper polls.
Yeah.
When you were over
and
there.
And that's a pause,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's a
serious. And later on, we're going to talk about this pause situation. Well, I'm going to tell you
shout out to Damon Dash for sponsoring us with the button.
Yo, no, it was a great time because I got it. Like, speaking of music, I got a chance to play, like, some cool classics. Like, I was playing Dexter Wanzel, but then I was playing The Lock. I was taking like sample stuff they sampled. I was playing the original version. I was playing the Royal Flush, What a Shame, and then I mixed it with the Jones Girls.
Yeah.
Actually, yo, and I'm not making this up. I swear I'm not making this up. Hold on, I want to say something. Shout out to DJ Drama Mom.
Okay.
I swear she was working a polls, pausing, no disrespect to her. And she took a picture of me and said that
the
DJ
election
drama.
Polls.
Yes. I ain't gonna say a part of the city. I'm put his mom still live there too. His mom was cool. And she said, yo, you did a good job. Look, I felt great just hearing that from the DJ drama mom.
Yeah.
So it was a good thing for me. It was good.
Did you see any craziness out there? Did you
no,
see
it was
everybody
all
civil and
everything
like that?
It was positive.
Listen,
yo.
I always tell people no matter what, at the end of the day, whether you're on this side, whether if your candidate won, if your candidate didn't won. We still got to get along. We still got to respect each other. I think personally, and I'm going to leave it here, no further, I just think that, you know, when we started to normalize who we're talking about who we're voting for, it was a bad thing. It wasn't a good thing.
Word.
Because there's three things that you should not discuss in public.
Yes.
It's religion, it's politics, and it's hip-hop.
Yeah,
word.
Yeah. Especially hip-hop
new,
now.
Hip-hop is like
that.
The new religion.
I agree with that, yo, because, like,
that's EST.
Like, when they started trying to say, okay, we're going to let everybody know who voted and who didn't vote. Like, whose business?
I was like, yo,
that's not
crazy.
Your business.
Because they want to shame you.
Exactly.
Yo, that was crazy.
And you can't let somebody malinfluence you.
Mm-hmm.
It's either you're voting or you're not voting or you're voting for who you want to vote for when you're voting. I don't care all that other stuff, man. What I think we should do going forward, especially after this guy Trump got back in here, we need free assembly. We need we the people, we the people, we the people. And let that go through the governing body in Congress. And that's how these new laws and new infrastructures should be planned out going forward. Mm. By the interests of the people that y'all clamor to come out when their legs hurting, to come out and get on a bus and go all the way downtown and do whatever just to elect you guys.
That's right.
Only for when you get in office, you get on your jaw. And then it's always a speech about why it's not going the way it needs to go or it takes time, people, this is a journey. Nah. If you want it to happen, you can make it happen.
That's
just
right.
Like you made people go out there and vote for you.
And that's called taking accountability and keeping your promises. You know what I'm saying? But
yes.
I'm glad, listen, I just want to say that I'm glad that no matter who's in office, that we're all, you know, people are upset, but we can all be civil. We can all be, and don't fight with your friends because they have different political or religious views. Don't fight with the people who love you, you know, because at the end of the day, Kamala and Trump, and nobody's going to come knocking at your door to give you nothing when you need something,
yeah,
right?
It's just going to be
your family. And always remember, I always tell you,
yes.
Just because some people are related through blood, but some people are family through loyalty. Me and No Frills is family through loyalty.
That's a fact.
So let's you know, we're going to leave it at that. We're going to get too crazy on the Philly Support Philly.
That's tight,
let's
y'all.
Get into some music. Let's come back and we're going to talk that help in hip hop.
No, listen, when we come back, yo, I got a question for EST, right? When we come back, because this is the Culture Coaches, right? We want to dispel rumors. It seemed like the first, and we want to dispel rumors and we want to make it peaceful. It seemed like one of the first Philly rap beefs was Cool C or Hilltop.
Okay.
And EST.
I don't know about it.
Not beef in the sense of fighting, but yes.
Cool some hip-hop C. rivalry.
Yes,
some
but when we come rivalry. Back, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
This one of my favorite.
That's healthy.
Yo, this one of my favorite EST records, man. And shout out to my brother. I think he went to Oni with you, too. I'm not 100% sure. But I never forget the day he told me about EST. And then Greatest Man Alive was on MTV. I woke him up out of sleep. Like, yo, that's the guy you was telling me
that's
about.
That's right.
Yo, I was hype. I was happy like that was my brother, man.
Yeah, man.
Let's go EST.
Some Culture Coaches. I got they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Yeah. This is Mellow, what's smooth. So it's only right that I say something.
DJ
like,
No Frills.
It was a Friday, and I was on the scene getting Wizified, which is a daily routine. Cruising with Dominique, pumping the AC, saw a Slimmy, and started looking out for Jimmy. But what do you know? Next to us, bought the 5.0, and driving it wasn't good to go. Female, fresher than hell, couldn't be stale, so I knew the next thing I said had to prevail. So I rolled down the window, said, "What's up, man?" And she said, "Up, back up, I don't know you from Adam." I was nutty, and Dominique started laughing.
Hold on. I had to play this version. This is my version right here. I was a little hype, excited. Pause for idiots. We're going to talk about this pause button, too. Vow the voice, ESC in the building. Let's go.
Do this brand new remix for all you tricks. And a good still something like this. It was a Friday, and I was on the scene. Getting with Survive, which is a daily routine. Cruising with Reese Keys, bump up the AC, salt and semi. And started looking out for Jimmy. But what do you know, next to us, for the 5.0. And driving it was a good to go beat now. Fresher than hell, couldn't be stale. So I did the next thing I said, had to prevail. So I wrote down the window, said, "What's up, man?"
DJ No Frills.
Don't know you from Adam. I was nutty. And Reese G start laughing. People ran up to the call for autographs.
We paying homage to the GOAT of Philly. EST. EST.
I really like to meet you. Oh, now I get the rap right.
Shout out EST at that Maxima back in the day. That gray Maxima with them tinted windows, green tinted. I was a young boy with the hammers. I was like, yo, that's when rappers really used to really be stars. We used to look at a rapper like, yo, they stars for real. Rappers don't got that star to pull no more. Shout out to EST, man. One of the first I seen do it in the city and show love to many. EST, Philly, so before Philly, let's go.
I'm the ES. Don't get me wrong, females alive.
DJ No Frills. The
man alive. And when it's cold outside, I wanna come and get warm. Not full on the beat, gear up and perform. On the telephone, talk about kissing and hugging. And then I hear, now that's rugged. The way I'm living is grown, so you're off on your own and conversate with the dial tone. If that's the way the dealers is dealt, I'd rather sleep, drink, eat, and chill by myself. Be on tour, getting green galore. Much gear to wear, but no one to look good for. Young teens read magazines, get parts in the head and wear ripped jeans. Favorite rapper be sporting them, so they go by the tape, through the morning, support them. Thinking all he has, she gotta do what's rap and get paid. Not a care in the world because they got it made. But a home ain't a house unless you got a spouse that I care and be there and show you what love's about. Hanging out, staying out, and getting high as a bird. It's like small talk, but I ain't got no
DJ
words.
No Frills.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Hey, yo, we back. Yo,
yes,
I'm
sir.
So excited, man. I want to talk to EST, and I want to tell EST an exclusive story. He might not know what we used to do. Look, EST, back in the day when we was kids, he used to pull up on a block. We see him and Chuck Nice. Chuck Nice had a BMW back in the day, right? It was like, I think it was a 525. We was kids. Listen, this is the first car that I ever looked. This is a Culture Coaches exclusive.
Some ESC do it for show. They do it for sure.
On my block when
the
I was a
Culture
kid at Larry
Coaches.
Larry Crib. Shout out Mr. Dwayne too, right? He used to be on the block, right? Pull up gray Maxima with the green tinted windows with the hammers.
Damn.
And then Chuck Nice would pull up with the black BMW.
Mm-hmm.
But the funny thing about the black BMW is it was the first time we heard an alarm system that talked. So we used to go to the car when they be in the crib. We used to tap it, not vandalize it like the new kids. And they used to count down like 10, 9, 8, 7.
Yeah, I remember
so
that. Yeah,
it was so dope, man. It's just memories like that, man. It's like
stars were stars back in the day because it wasn't all this excess to them and everybody wasn't trying to be a star.
That's right.
So when we see, just to have them in my neighborhood, it was so inspiring. And being at the shows like as second cousins, and then you had guys like Kilo from my neighborhood. Right. You had rest in peace to Gilletti. Mm. You had Larry Lair, which, you know what I mean? And
Philly got such a rich listen, history, man, of music.
Yes, man. Do you remember that BMW?
Mm-hmm. Taking you back a little bit, bringing you back.
Chuck had a DAT player in that joint.
Wow, a DAT player.
See, I didn't know that. I didn't know what that was.
That's what's up, man. The DAT players, first they had the big, the reels. They used to have the reels, used to record on the reels. Then they went to the DAT. Then they had the VHS. They had like these VHS tapes. Mm-hmm. Then they went to the DATs. They had, so I remember all that.
One more thing, listen, man. So, ES, give us an exclusive story from back in the day, because another person from our neighborhood was, like I said, Mike from Boyz II Men lived around the corner.
That's right,
you
told me that.
And Left Eye lived in Logan, too. I think she was on the other side. I was too young, right? And I don't know if you know Spontaneous Ecstasy. I still talk to her. I was a young boy. She used to come on our block, too. That's a whole other story. She was on Jenny Jones. But, yo, any dope stories about Left Eye from back in the day from TLC?
You know what? I never really knew her when we was going to school. She was going to Island Lee when I was going there too, but we was just on two different waves. Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? But shout out to her, man, and everything that she did for the city.
Yeah.
And continues to do by putting out those dope lyrics in those songs that every time they play, we say, "Dag, you know, Lisa was really that girl." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, she was like, she was a little dynamo. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Big shout out to her and her family, man.
It's dope to see her in a video. We could check her out. You could tell she was going to be a star. She was dancing in Huntington Park.
Oh, yeah.
You got to see her, like, dancing, like she was ahead of her time, man. She was so dope. That's somebody I wish I would have met. Shout out to her cousin, Tangie, and them. I do know some of her cousins and things like that. Yeah. But
I got a dope story for you real quick.
Yes, tell us.
So during the early days, like when Kwame used to come to Philly, like he would come to my crib. Mm. So like he'd be staying in my house and the little girls are find out and they'd come knock on the door and is Rob there? Then I come, they'd be like, "Yo, is Kwame in your house?" And I'd be like, "Yeah." They all get all crazy and everything. And then one time I just told him to come out
right,
and speak to everybody. But, you know, my mom was like, she was like, "Yo, hurry up and do that. Y'all got all these girls at my door." and so
shout out to the legendary producer, like, Kwame. Right. And
when I would go to New York, I would crash at Kwame crib. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's dope.
Like, his mom would let us crash in the basement. Shout out to his little brother and his mom, you know, just for being hospitable and letting us link. You know, she knew we was trying to get to where we was going. You know what I mean? And we ain't never violating the crib or none of that. So everything was love. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Yo, it's so many stories, man. Look, we got to really, when we do another show, we got to bring EST back up.
Yes, sir, man. I'm glad
it's so much history, man. It's nothing like talking to the OGs and learning, man.
For sure.
So today, we got a very interesting Instagrammy.
Yes, that's right.
And it sort of fits the topic. It sort of fits, we got an originator, we got an OG in the building, right? And we got a pioneer in the building here. So let's get into this Instagram. And then I want to get his point of view on it because it sort of fits the straight narrative of the show. And I want to see. So this week, from my expert opinion, the homie Mav Hoffa is commenting on Kai Cenat talking to him. Let it play, No Frills, and we'll get back. We are the culture coaches. Let's go.
We're the culture.
This young thing, like, it needs to stop, bro. Because in a couple of years, you're not going to be a young no more. You know what I mean? And if the culture is to not respect the people that came before you, then expect that in the future. Mm. Expect someone to be sitting there like, "Who's Kai Cenat?" Like, "I don't know who the hell that is." Like, the disrespect needs to stop. Like, if you about this culture, let's make it important. Because there's a white boy in Minnesota right now that can
give you the list of who's
the violators, who started hip-hop, and what dates and all that. If they could tell us, why don't we respect our own culture? Why? Because there's people like you sitting around acting like it's not important to know who came before you.
I don't like Kai Cenat anyway.
I'm gonna explain who. I'm gonna let some of the people who might not know. I'm sure most people, but Kai Cenat is a very, very popular YouTuber. Okay, he does a lot of TikTok. He got a big following. You know, he's Nowadays, it's a TikTok and it's a social media culture. It's not about the substance.
Yeah.
It's about the gimmicks. And, you know, I ain't going to knock nobody's hustle, but when he starts disrespecting the OGs and saying, even academics, when they got something to say, this guy's dusty and this guy, and Russell Simmons said it best. He said, you got a job because of these guys you call dusty. You right. got a job. I don't know who you are, academics, but the people you're talking about, I know who they are. So Kai Cenat made a statement about these guys being old and who is this and that and that. And Math Hoffa, the homie, on my expert opinion, wasn't feeling that and told him what he thought, that he needs to respect the OGs because one day you're going to be an OG.
Right.
So I'm going to open up the floor first to my man EST and get his opinion on what he thinks about this Instagrammy.
Well, one day he's going to be older. He'll never be an OG because he doesn't have the testicular fortitude to respect the culture that he's in. The culture didn't start with you, you know what I mean, little black boy, acting all funny in your mom apartment till you got your own apartment.
Talk to
all me. You do is goofy stuff. You a clown.
That's right.
You know what I mean? You a clown. You do anything for a dollar. You do anything for acceptance. You have no real skill.
Talk
so we just
to
gonna
him.
Keep that a buck, right? It's cool you getting your money in today's fluff industry. They want you to be soft. So when the war comes, you ain't gonna stand on the front line. You're going to run behind a real dude and clutch his coat because you a girl for real.
Exclusive to Coach.
You'll never be an OG Cenat. And, you know, people that think some money gives you the ability to talk over somebody
right.
who has withstood the test of time in his chosen profession through his creativity and nothing else, how dare you, boy?
That's right. You know what? This is for you, Cenat. You are a... You a straight pause. You understand that this button was built for you.
You know what you is, Cenat? You is a whole burger extra mayo. That's what you is.
Listen, I'm glad I let you go. I didn't let you, but I'm glad I had the honor of asking you to go first. Let me rephrase that, okay?
Word.
So listen, Cenat, listen, I respect everybody who's doing their thing, right? But sometimes we get the lines blurred. Like No Frill says, a lot of these people are fast food, right? And some people have actually taken the time to make a steak or to build, you know, or to bake a cake. That takes time. There's layers
nutrition.
To that, right? So stop trying to, you know, don't disrespect the OGs. Don't disrespect the veterans, the pioneers, the legendary people who came. You know, who are you to say, ask your dad. That's your dad.
Let
who
him keep
who
disrespecting
the
him because he gonna disrespect the wrong one
That's
one
right.
day, and he gonna get a little popper stopper in his mouth.
That's right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Gonna walk around with a fat upper just for
it happens a lot.
Just for not recognizing that the sun didn't come up when you got up, boy. The sun been coming up.
And I'm a quote the homie, my homie, the legendary, rest in peace, DJ K Slate. Listen, you'll never be a legend if you keep disrespecting the legends. And I'm going to leave it right there.
Word.
No frills.
Word.
What's your intake on it?
Listen, I have nothing to say. Y'all said everything. There's no need to keep promoting frauds and clowns. I don't promote frauds and clowns.
That's why. No casuals.
Because, listen, at the end of the day, right, they draining the life force out of hip-hop. Actually, it's resetting itself. So guys like that won't be around next year, like Craig Mack said. So it's about over for the running the goofiness in hip-hop. You know,
stop
things
being
going
a goofy.
But we never had an era this goofy ever. Even guys like, no disrespect to Young MC. Like, when I was a kid, I didn't like Young MC music. But as a kid, I'm not, no disrespect. We looked at him as like a clown. I'm just saying, me as a kid.
Young MC,
and my
bust
friends,
a move.
Yeah. We looked at it as like clown rap, especially when you got somebody like EST rapping. But what I'm saying, like, that is great compared to the music
you're
making.
At least we have variety back then. Nowadays, Nowadays, everybody sounds the same. You can't identify who's who. The beats sound the same.
Yes.
You know, the artist said you can't identify a lot of times. So with that being said, Young MC, all of those OGs. Now we can appreciate them a little bit more because the lack of diversity, you know, in the music. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into a record. Let's come back. We're going to get into this Who Frauded segment. And we're going to talk a little bit more to EST, find out what he's doing today, what he's working on, and give everybody his handles. And don't forget, man, Karen Life Services. We'll be back.
Shout out to Karen Life Services. Shout out to Karen, one of our sponsors. Let's go.
Did you know you can get paid to take care of a loved one? Caring Life Services will hire and train you to take care of a family member or friend. We offer sign-on bonuses, benefits, and higher salaries. Call 484-331-4982 or visit caringlifeservices.org for more details.
Yeah.
Robert.
Oh yeah. DJ No Frills.
The greatest man alive.
Yes, we got EST up here. We paying homage to the legend, to the GOAT. He inspired so many Philly rappers. It's all facts. Let's go.
And gentlemen.
The greatest man alive. The greatest man alive. The greatest man alive. EST, the unusual flow.
DJ No Frills.
Landscaping. Mentally shaping. Get the gist, don't miss what I'm saying. Hilltop ringing in the bass drop. Soaking up sets like a house on my out to rock. Stop, see you're no cock. You try to rock, we walk the whole house jump. Gotta bust a sucker or else it gets boring. Just like if people need to call me in the morning. And every word is honestly stated. You get it, now synthetic or fabricated. Keep your eyes open, I got you on a scope. Know it like a poet, cause I did it, oh cool. Fly like a falcon, strong like a stallion. Now all I need is a gold medallion. Providing small time suckers with info. EST, the unusual fellow.
Definitely
the
best thing that's happening.
The new leader.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure.
The yes, culture yes, we back. Yo, that was a yes, cool sir. Classic, a cool classic from EST, a cool classic from EST, the greatest man alive. And that was the record when I was a young boy. I was watching, I guess it was either MTV or Video Vibrations, one of them. I know it was early in the morning, and my brother was telling me about EST, and I seen him on TV. I was like, Yo, to see somebody on TV back in, like, I guess that was the late 80s or early 90s, I'm not sure. But listen, that was, like, major. That was like, yo, they were on MTV. It woke my brother up. Be like, yo. So anyway, that's the greatest man alive. Hey, E.S., yo, what yep. Inspired you to write that record, The Greatest Man Alive?
I ain't even going front, man. That was a layup that Chuck put together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They had the record for me already. After they put it together, Chuck Nice and Wood was going through some of his records, and he found the Saturday Night Live stuff. And so they was using, like, you know, Gilda Radner, when he was saying he's too good to be true and the different little stuff like that. And
right.
They put it together. So when I heard it, the hook was already there. Everything was there. I just had to put the verses.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I definitely had to live up to it, though. You know what
definitely.
I mean? So, you know, shout out to Chuck Nice, you know what I mean? Definitely acting dumb on the drum keys. He did his thing and, you know, put together one of our tightest records.
For sure.
I got a question. Val the Voice, Viral Val the Voice, the culture coaches. Listen, what do you think about today's climate of music? You're an individual, you're a legendary artist who has, Pat, you've been through the different decades you've seen. What do you think about how the production today, you know, do you approve of it? Do you think it's too easy today? Or do you think that people are cheating? And what do you think about streaming?
Well, first of all, streaming right now is the new slavery. They have it truncated down to such a low increment of payout that you basically got to build the world over twice.
That's right.
To get $100. You know what I mean? I feel like whoever plays into that system, you're literally making music so someone else can send their kids to Harvard on your blood and sweat. So none of my music coming forward that I'm releasing, not to say if I write for a major artist, them and their team do whatever, but all the music that I'm doing will be coming out on my own traffic page. No. None of my music will be going to Apple, Spotify, or any of them people. You know, it's time to hustle yeah. and get money, and then get money.
Yeah, let's take this ownership back.
Exactly.
That's right, take this ownership back.
And bet on you. If you think the song is hot, create a little traffic page where they can come and see everything about you, buy and purchase everything from you, and you see the lion's share. And that's the new record business, in my opinion. That's going to be what me and my team is doing. Also, there's always been garbage, and there's always been hot and progressive in any art form. So there's hot producers out here now. Metro Boomin is crazy.
That's a fact.
He's crazy. That's a fact. But then you got the classics. You got Scott Storch is still out there that's doing right. joints. You got young kids out here, you know, right now that's just going crazy. So dopeness is dopeness. Whack is always going to be whack. You got to be a good tastemaker and know what taste is first to understand the best of what's going on in the music. And then third, artists are really stepping the game up to a certain level where as though they putting the hustle together with the gift, and the ones that know what time it is, they respect the brand. You know what I mean? Sir. So you got your dope artists out here too. You know what I mean, people?
No frills.
Hey, yo, listen, we got to get out this joint. Yo, shout out to EST, the takeover. We was paying homage. We are the culture.
I'm going to let y'all get away, and next week I'm going to tell you who frauded. I was about to get in some people, but next week I'm going to tell you. We're going to bring EST back. We got to bring them back.
They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.